Gene and Bobby, welcome.
Thank you for having
Glad
us
to
today.
Be here.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, it's awesome. And you guys own a company called Slate 828, and it's a video production company, right?
Correct.
But we're going to get into the Hollywood stories in a minute because I know that you told me he's the Hollywood guy, right?
That's right. That's how it all started.
I'm definitely getting into your head and listening to some of the stories for sure. But tell me, when did you found the company? What are you guys doing now? And really, who are the clients that you're working with right now?
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny because with our backgrounds, it was just like the perfect mesh for us to find this company.
Sure. Talk right about your background,
COVID.
Gene.
Okay, so my background, I started out in advertising, went to LSU, but I Tigers. Ended up in sales for the last decade. Well, a couple of decades, and I headed up sales for a healthcare software company, so like high tech and healthcare.
Mm.
And in that demographic was older, and then...
Like Greenway? Company like Greenway?
Greenway? Like elderly. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I was doing. And I was looking for a 2.0, something. It was meaningful, but it was just something that I just wanted to do something more. And the way this came about is because of Bobby's background. Mm. And I guess you should tell him your background mm-hmm. first and then how it intersected.
Mm-hmm. Well, my goal when I was in college was to be an airline pilot.
Mm.
And I enrolled in engineering and hit my first obstacle, and that was chemistry.
Mm. organic chemistry.
Organic chemistry, and couldn't get enough elevation to get through that class up and over it. Switched to broadcast production, and I was fortunate enough to, once I finished school, went to Hollywood, and I spent... over two decades there, working in what's called short format, editing and producing, directing music videos, commercials, movie trailers.
Mm.
And so...
Tristan, dude, he's dwarfing you right now.
I'm veteran, honestly.
Just shove it in his face, Bobby. Shove it in his face.
That's how it all starts, right? So you got to start somewhere.
That's right. Sorry about interrupting. Go ahead.
Oh, well, that was my 1.0. My 2.0 was I knew I wanted to parlay that experience into something else I enjoyed. Higher ed was the perfect venue because it keeps me in filmmaking every day, but I also get to pass batons off.
Mm.
And Slate 828 is my 3.0. So, you know, like an Easter egg when you bust it open. Yeah. So I'm one part in Gene's that other part of the plastic egg.
It's 1.5. Oh, and you're 1.5.
Well,
that's
cute.
3.0.
Oh, yeah. Wait, does that even add up?
Yeah.
So, see,
yeah.
I'm terrible at math, too. That's why I'm doing
Well, that's what you're saying what blocked you was organic chemistry. Mine was just math in general.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
They're like, hey, this is not even 101 math as before, but you can't do this, so you have to leave. Go sell stuff door to door. And that's what I did.
I think that's all salespeople, all marketing people, all creatives, right? Mm-hmm. Math is just not our strong suit.
Mm-hmm. No, and I have to, with merchant services, we have to use fractional math all the time. So mm-hmm. I had to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was tough for me. So I have a really good memory. So a lot of my math is memorization math.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I write conceptual. Everything down. I me can't too. Remember it. He's better than me at that, for sure.
But it's 18 years, yeah. It's a long time. I've been doing it for a while. So
yeah.
You'll get there. You'll be better than me.
That's more than
you know
half
it.
My age.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Thanks, Jordan.
Nice,
get,
Jordan.
Hey, get out. Get out.
Well, you know, Gene's right because... I've learned now that just because someone's in sales doesn't mean they're good in math, because we were working some figures and Jean, it came out to 500. And she said, and 10% of that is, and I looked at her and she was like,
oh, yeah.
And I was like, what the?
I can just add and subtract. I like to add better, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, but so with that background, we were just talking around, you know, because of that demographic that I was selling to, they had a lot of interesting stories.
Mm.
And we're at a point in our life, I know you can't tell by looking at us, but, you know, our friends, you know, are getting older, our parents are getting older, and we're like, you know, we want to document some of the stories, because that is what resonates with us, the emotion behind it. So we started filming a documentary style. We call it documentary. So we started doing that, and then the pandemic hit. So that vulnerable population, we just couldn't get in, so we had to pivot. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole other story right there. But because we love telling stories, and that's really our focus, I took my sales and marketing background and said, okay, who would need their story told? And we thought, well, small business owners. Mm-hmm. Their why. Why did they start their business? How did they start their business? And what sets them apart? So we do that in a very organic way, just talking, laughing, so you don't even know that you're in front of a camera. That's the big thing. And it's fun for us because we get lots of great content and ideas. So we kind of shelve that away, and maybe later we could do something with that, make a movie or something. You know, everyone's got a story. Just because you're an ordinary person.
Did you tell me, and we talked a month and a half, like a little over a month ago on the phone, you told me that you were interviewing people in these nursing homes too, right? Mm-hmm. And you were documenting it for the family? Or, is that right?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Because if you think
Which
about
is awesome.
It, yeah, you know, you have all these stories and you want to remember your grandmother's stories. But it's not just that. It's also like, what are their thoughts? What are their feelings, right? But and you can have it written down, or you can have pictures, but nothing quite, you know, it's important to see their mannerisms, their personality come through, and to be able to just keep that forever, you know, and pass it down to your kids and your kids' kids. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and we're like, well, we should start too. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started. And then we said, okay, well, this might be a need. And everyone we told, they're like, yes, definitely, you know, do that because it's a need.
Mm. Well, and then looking, you know, looking at it was such a natural fit, you know, looking at Jean's skills, her experience in sales and marketing and she being a people person, you know, fit lined up perfectly with my personality and goals too. I'm a people person, but what I bring to it is the creative side, and Jean's creative too, but you know, sales and marketing is her strength. Mm. So I saw that we fit together like peanut butter and chocolate, or salt and pepper.
Peas and carrots.
Yeah, whatever you compare. So it's been a great team effort in starting Slate 828 Productions because we both are strong in our areas, but we come together at the intersection of people.
Yeah.
Mm. Who's the boss?
Ooh. Oh, you know what?
You like that question?
It's whoever we're interviewing. That's who the boss is. Because you know, we don't look at it as work. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, Bobby's a professor and he teaches filmmaking, so that's his main thing. But he guides us, our team, and that's what's so great. Is I mean, I'm not just saying that. It truly is. It doesn't seem like work. So it's kind of like I really know now when people say, if you find something you love, you never work a day in your life, or something like that. Because like we'll be about to fall asleep, I'm like, wait a minute, what about that?
And it's
like,
that's what I hear in the dark.
I just can't help it, you know.
Yeah, I do it too.
Fun. You do too.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm up till 1-2 in the morning because my brain doesn't stop. So I a funny story is we were over, me and my wife had a house over in South Paulding, and it was like 11 o'clock, and I never watched the news. I never been a news person. I'm glad because news is depressing, but you know what I mean? So, but for some reason it's between TV, you know, TV commercials or whatever. And the news little clip came up and it said, you know, a restaurant in South Paulding, which was like 2 miles from my house that we've eaten there before, is a Mexican restaurant, said they were somebody broke into their credit card system and stole, you know, credit card numbers. And then they ran $70,000 worth of credit cards on their customers' cards. And it's a big deal. They got the, you know, they got hacked. Mm. And it wasn't them. It was the software system that they were using. Right. Mm. So my wife's sleeping and I go, hey, and I woke her up. And she goes, what? And I go, that restaurant got frauded by credit cards. And she's like, so I was like, it's like, you know, we've eaten there. It's a fiesta, you know, whatever. And she goes, okay. I go, I'm going to go talk to him tomorrow.
She's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. She goes, I can promise you they don't want to talk to you tomorrow. I was like, but they're going to. Yeah. Because I knew who was going to be there the next morning. The owner was most definitely going to be there. So I walk in at 10 o'clock in the morning and he is sitting at the bar with ledger, paperwork, all this, sat next to him. I said, I know you don't want to talk to me today, but I'm a credit card processor. And he was like, oh, like that. And I go, and it wasn't your credit card processor's fault. It was your software's fault. But wouldn't it really be nice to put a sign on your door and says, we've changed our credit card processor? because your customers don't know.
Right.
But it gives them a little bit of sense of security.
Yeah.
You've done your due diligence and changing. He goes, all right, well, give me a while. He calls me on Christmas Eve and says, can you come sign me up? I was like, absolutely. I'll leave the family party, go sign him up, and then come back to the family party.
Yeah. And see, and that's a great story. But what's funny is most people would say, oh, you're a workaholic. But it didn't seem like it because you are really passionate about it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And so that's how we feel. Like, you know, it's like telling someone stories, not work. It's like conversations, just like what we're having now, right?
Yeah.
But just imagine putting that on camera where you're not, it's unscripted and you're not subconsciously, like, you know, aware of that. So you're very stiff, but then your perfect ideal customer gets to see the real you.
Sure.
So that's what we love.
Yeah. And that's able to do that. That's the key. The key is to show your personality because people still buy from people.
Yes.
Yeah.
People still buy from people. And if you show that you're a human being, not a corporation, and you know, I have a family, I have two girls, they do gymnastics, and you go through these personal stories, well, you're just like me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And before you even meet them. Yeah. Well, like we knew who you were before we even met you because we saw you on
George and Jordan.
You're like, this is the guy? Oh, my God.
But that's exactly what we love to do.
But
you
that's
know?
Like the video on your signature on your email that you told me to go watch, and I did. And the I guess it was from the retirement homes. You can't tell those people are looking at a camera or talking to a camera.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And really, most people, they don't like to be in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. And so we have a special way of doing it where they don't seem like it. We can have a cup of coffee, have a tea, cocktail, and we just talk.
Ooh, liquor.
Yeah. And we just talk. That's
the Louisiana coming out in your other
way. You want a hurricane? Hurricane, crawfish, whatever.
Have you been to Henry's?
In Acworth?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're from North Louisiana.
So
Kyle, we go there every time he comes in town because he's like, this is absolutely a Louisiana restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Like authentic.
A lot of people try to, you know, they start the Louisiana restaurant and the people from Louisiana go there and like, eh. But everybody I took there from Louisiana is like, this is it. Y'all got it here.
Yeah, it's good and it's so close, which is great. Yeah.
You guys are in Kennesaw?
We're in Kennesaw Marietta, right? Yeah, but we you know, shoot all over the place. Yeah.
And do you have offices, just your home, and then you kind of, you know, get your team together?
We actually go to where you are, so just to make it, you know, a lot more convenient.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we want you to be comfortable. So it doesn't matter if it's an assisted living or your own home or your place of business, you know. So it's just wherever you're comfortable to tell your story.
That's awesome. I really wish we would have done that with my meemaw passed away. I say she passed away because of COVID, but it wasn't from COVID because of isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she passed away late last year, and I really wish we would have done that video 4 years or 5 years before that.
Yeah.
Because we would go back and watch it a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And at any time, you know, now with technology, it's so easy just to click, you know, just upload it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, one of the more recent documentaries that we produced, we were behind the camera and we were listening to a gentleman share a story about his wife. And the tears were unbelievable. Oh, that was just from Gene and I.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
The crew.
Oh, my gosh.
And what we found, and it's not just these documentaries.
Yeah, so
we were tearing up because they tear up. And you can't help it. I mean, they're talking about, like, some deep stuff, you know? And it's going to be great and so cherished by their families. But this is the crazy part. We've interviewed people. I mean, literally like a financial planner, okay? They're crying because they're telling a story of why they began and you can tell the genuineness because she's like, you know, and this is why I do what I do. And she starts crying. And then we're crying and we're like, this is gold. But we could have never pulled it out. But it's just, you just let the conversation flow, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what we do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's get into some Hollywood stories. Tell me your favorite.
Oh, wow. Let's see.
Put it on. You didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Is everyone going to sign a disclaimer first?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's after the show.
You know, after the show. You know, there's a lot because I've edited hundreds of music videos and I've had a chance to work with, you know, a lot of big artists. And, you know, just their personalities. There was one artist who, when we were sitting in this in the editing bay in Hollywood, he didn't talk to me directly. He talked to the director to talk to me, even though we only sat a few feet apart. So what he said was, we were looking at some footage, and he told the director to tell me to rewind. So he said, tell him to rewind. So I hit rewind, and then he goes, tell him to play. So I hit play, and I wanted to say, just tell me.
I'm just right, say, next to you. Hey, play.
Yeah, exactly.
Rewind.
So are you going to say who that person is?
Well, I was trying to imitate his voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You didn't get it, huh?
I don't know. Do it again.
Rewind.
Well, he has to do the moonwalk. Then maybe he'll.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. That guy was insane. Yeah. Yeah.
Just particular, right?
But you know,
he's super particular. If you've seen some of his videos where he's talking to people about his music and the band's playing it, and they're like, "Well, tell me how you want it, and I'll play it how you want it." And he was like, "I want you to play it how I wrote it." You know what I mean? But but that's really why he was such a good artist. Mm-hmm. That he was that OCD in particular,
yeah,
about every
that's
movement,
true,
every dance, all the songs, yep, everything.
Creatives are genius, but yeah.
Yeah. But I would say that probably one of my most memorable is I edited a lot of hip hop and rap music videos. So Tupac, what's someone I worked with, and MC Hammer.
Did you work with Tupac with Shug? When he was there,
Shug wasn't there, but it was still Death Row.
It was Death Row. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's dangerous, huh?
Yeah. He manages to find problems even though he gets a break. You
but
know?
It's so wild that you know, obviously Tupac got killed, but all those artists are very, very famous. Or they're not just famous; they're very they've done well with their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about everyone that was in that group is super successful.
Yeah,
I mean, Dr. Dre is a billionaire.
Yeah. I just told Gene that the other day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me and Kyle were talking about that earlier today.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh,
Snoop Dogg's probably worth $300 or $400 million.
Yeah.
And they just kept clicking. They just kept at it and kept at it and got away from the craziness over there.
You know, and that's a good point, you know, and I also teach, I teach film production and also film studies, and I always remind students that artists and actors and people in the entertainment industry are business people first.
Mm.
You know, LeBron James is a business person who plays basketball. Tom Cruise, business person who acts, because no matter what we do in life, business is at the core. Mm. You know, all our interactions.
Right. But you just named people that are business people at the core.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them aren't that.
Mm-hmm.
That most of them are they don't think about it like you say. Hey, you need to think of it as your business, because they're where they are because they did think of that.
Yeah.
But there's so many actors and athletes that didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Which when they retire, they don't have the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because they're doing their job, and it is a job, not their business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a you know, of course, I think probably the NFL and NBA, they always teach these kids to, you know, financial advisement. But they don't have to listen. They're adults.
Mm-hmm.
They're old enough to make mistakes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and to your point with, you know, with a lot of the performers back then, you know, they've done very well with their businesses, you know, so.
Very, very well. Yeah. I think Snoop Dogg is awesome. Like, mm-hmm. and his commentating and everything he does.
Yeah.
He's just a super talented. And him and
are you going to say Martha Stewart?
Yes. Oh my God. They're like peas and carrots.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they met at that like Justin Bieber roast or whatever. Then they started doing business after that.
That's where they met.
Well, that's where they started. I don't know if they met there first, but they went back
that's
and forth
they started
with jokes.
Their friendship.
Yes. And then they do the commercials and all this. So.
Yeah.
So their show is centered on food. Is that what it is? Cuisine? Or?
I don't know. Cause they did the puppy bowl. At halftime of the Super Bowl.
They?
Yeah, they were commentators for the Puppy Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So they do the Tostitos commercials together. And then they've done a couple of roasts, I think, together. And then now they have a cooking show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, very clever.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So did you ever produce and edit shows like that, or was it just really short films and
music videos? Commercials.
Yeah, mostly short
and
format.
Movie trailers.
Yeah. And movie trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Movie trailers.
And which is actually pretty challenging, because if you take you know, all that footage from a music video or even a commercial shoot, and you know, much less a movie trailer, it's how to tell a story in a really defined piece of time, you know, one minute or a short piece of time. So that, you know, another thing to remember is that anything that's recorded, film, captured is promotional. Whether it's a selfie or feature-length film, everything, every piece of media is promotional. So,
well, a trailer can make or break a film.
Oh, it sure can. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's important to have a good trailer.
It's that, what is that? He calls it the lollipop. Don't give them the whole thing. It's a lollipop or the sizzle. Not
some
the
of
meat.
Them, I think, do give too much away. I don't like watching trailers. I'll watch like half of it, and then I'll tell my husband, like, okay, stop. I'm hooked. Let's just watch it. I don't want to watch the rest of it. I think they give too much away.
Too much. Yeah.
Have you heard of Lil Dicky? The rapper?
No, never mind. No. I thought you were talking about the movie.
Pull up Lil Dicky so you can see his face, and you might have seen him. He's got a show out now called
Dave,
which is his real name. But I think you'll appreciate the story when he's coming up, and he was like he's a really talented rapper, but when he first came out, he did like short, funny raps. Okay, so and people wanted to look at him like a gimmick, like a Yankovic type person, where he was going to do.
Yeah, he looks like it.
But he's not. He's just he's a really talented rapper. Oh. Well, his first video to show people that you didn't have to spend $1 million on a video, he did it for free. Oh. So he went and knocked on doors down in Beverly Hills. Knocked on doors until he found a little old lady. He goes, look, I need your mansion to shoot a video in, and I only need it for a couple hours. And she said, yeah, come on in. So he did the video there, and he didn't spend any money on it.
Oh, my goodness.
And he shot it himself.
He borrowed Lamborghinis, too.
He borrowed all the cars. He borrowed everything.
That's who does he sound like?
Himself.
Totally different.
He's very talented.
Oh, okay.
You could probably play a clip of him, but he's really
good. He looks like he would be Seth Rogen's son.
Oh, yeah.
Save that money. It's awesome. And this is his first song, but this is not even good compared to what he's done. Yeah, he was in advertising. Spent his bar mitzvah money to do a video and rap.
Oh, wow.
And
oh, wow.
This is actually Fetty Wap right.
Yeah. And he did pay Fetty Wap to do this, didn't he? Yeah. That's the first money he spent. Dang.
Is this him, this
mouth
part?
Yeah, that's him.
All right, you can turn it off. So yeah, he's look him up. He's got a lot of a lot of stuff on Sway where he freestyles, and he's a talented guy. But I thought you liked that he did the video for free.
Yeah, that is.
That's very that's resourceful. Impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's so we're talking about cool things. So you did something with Tupac. What video did you do with Tupac?
It's called Holler If You Hear Me. It was shot in California. Mm. And what was really interesting about that video was at the beginning of it, Tupac spoke about police brutality. Mm. So he was ahead of his time in the sense that he brought it into the conversational space when it was just something that was just the dark side of many communities, you know.
Of course, in L.A., of course.
So, and for him in Oakland, and that was our connection because I grew up in Oakland, California, where Tupac grew up too.
Yeah. So, well, he was a talented artist.
Yeah, he sure was.
I think that he probably would have like five Oscars by now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But Oscars.
Yeah.
He was an incredible actor.
Yeah.
And he went to a performing arts high school in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
And you can look that up. And I'm pretty sure he went to school with, Will Smith's wife.
Oh, okay. Jada Pinkett.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, yeah. Right.
She, they went to the same performance for art school.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that they were connected or something.
And you know, his dad was like a high in the Black Panthers.
Black Panthers, yeah.
And his mom? Did he get murdered? I think his dad got murdered.
Yeah, that I'm not sure of. But yeah, Justin, that's the music video there. Yeah.
So you shot this.
Yeah, edited.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. When was this?
This was right before he died, so 95.
Mm.
Yeah, he died in 96. And a very talented director, Stephen Blake, a good friend of mine. And so I have that T-shirt there that he's wearing.
Oh.
Yeah.
He gave it to you?
The director did. Yeah.
And he wore it?
Yeah.
Let me have it. Yeah. I'll give you $25 for it.
He's got so much memorabilia that he doesn't know where it is.
Don't,
he's being signed by all these people.
Gene, we're negotiating.
Okay. I mean, like eBay.
$50.
Okay. Yeah.
That's awesome. I would like to see it, though.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. That is really cool. I mean, he's one of the best ever.
Yeah.
You know, top five for sure. And you know, they'd always compare him and Biggie, but Biggie was really talented too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were both just super, super talented people. It's a shame that it ended up like it did.
Mm-hmm.
For nonsense, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's just nonsense.
Yeah.
There was plenty more money to be made. You need to stay awake or stay alive, you know?
Yeah, so many, though. So many artists die young.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think of the heart of just, I feel like human beings, you know, individually, their hearts are good. And a lot of wars are fought over nonsense, almost the same way they died.
Mm-hmm.
It's nonsense, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, it is. You talk about that
wars,
all the time.
Any
kind of fight, wars to just arguments, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
we talk about that all the time.
It's just nonsense.
Because, you know, it's the psychology of it all, right? As human beings, we have different personalities, we have different perspectives, and we talk about that. So when I don't mean to bring it back to film, but it's just neat to be able to see. And I think you change through the course of your life, through experience.
Of course
you
do,
but you, at our core, we're still a certain type of personality. Mm-hmm. So the more we try to understand that, the better, so we can be more effective in communicating. You know?
And anytime, you know, Gene and I don't see eye to eye, she'll go, Biggie, and I'll go, Tupac.
Don't trip.
Isn't it crazy? But what you said, to your point, over the smallest things, we think it's small, but we've seen people, especially when like there's a big group, and if you strip it all away, it's, I don't know if it's like the feeling you get when you're in a crowd and
mob mentality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, you know, riles you up. People like that sometimes. People, and then you step away, you go home, you're like, what the heck was I thinking? Mm-hmm. Why was I so, you know,
That guy beside me was an idiot.
Yeah.
Why did I follow him?
We're all humans that way. I don't know what it is, but you know, certain people can just get cranked.
But you're
up
right. You said you didn't mean to take it back to film, but you know, I get to see in a really good shot documentary or film, you know, I get to see through that person's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And how they see and how they feel at that time.
Yeah.
That's artistry of the creative, you know, to be able to, it's so nuanced. I mean, because you've seen like, you know, different versions of a movie, right? There's like three movies told different ways, but you like one better than the other.
Sure.
And why is that? You know?
You know, and something that's interesting and related to filmmaking also is, Francis Ford Coppola said that a film is made multiple times. So the first time is when you thought.
Could
of
you?
It.
I'm gonna let you finish in a second. But could you imagine being in that coffee shop with him, Steven Spielberg,
George Lucas,
because they were like best friends, and when they were didn't do anything. Can you imagine being in that coffee shop drinking coffee with them?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that would be incredible. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was like, because they're the bosses, right?
Yeah,
they're it.
Yeah.
They're it. Go ahead. Sorry, though.
Oh, no. Just, you know, the next time a film is made is when it's spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's storyboarded. So each time, you know, other people also get involved with the making of the film.
Mm.
You think about, but it's really with any creative idea. So that if we were a creative team, you know, what we all bring to it is our upbringing, our ideology, our background. Mm. So that's what's so incredible about filmmaking is that it takes a village, it takes a city to make a film. Mm. So to go from what I call skull to screen, all the people that are involved and still maintain the integrity and the mm-hmm. vision of the filmmaker, but yet everyone's bringing in their influences, whether mm-hmm. it's their spiritual background, their ethnicity, yeah. the city they grew up in, however they were socialized, all those things. If we were given the same piece of footage to edit, we would come up with something different because every we would time. Emphasize something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So yeah. So I look at it like a football team. So, you know, rarely does a football team win two Super Bowls in a row because it's not the same team.
Right.
And we're not talking about just the quarterback. We're talking about the left tackle got hurt or this. And that's a lot like I would think that a movie's like you got mm-hmm. the same director, but if you don't have the same team around them
every time, mm-hmm. yeah,
then it's different.
But it's not if you have the same team. Doing filming the same story, do it 2 years later, it's going to be different because your perspective changes.
Yeah,
right?
Your experience, right?
Yeah. You're a different person.
Perspective, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
You'll do it different. The actor will bring something more more depth to it in a different way.
And like this podcast, think if we rewound, it was 10 years earlier.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, or even 10 years ahead.
Yeah.
What would we be talking about?
We'd be talking about life insurance, maybe.
Flying cars.
Yeah.
The aliens that we met.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably right. The credit card processing with it, I don't know, it'd be like in our it'd be like digitized in our brain like a chip, right?
Oh, yeah.
We go through.
That's right. But there's still a transaction.
Yeah. There's still a transaction.
So that's what people are like, what are you gonna do when credit cards go away? I was like, well, I mean, if you have to blink to give a transaction, yeah. there's still a transaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't care the method of when it right. of how it gets delivered. I just care that it is delivered.
Yeah. That's true. Because it's gone from like beans to currency to air.
Trade. Yeah. That's it.
Right. It's right? air.
Somebody, a friend, client today told me because I was talking about my my daughter, she does gymnastics and excuse me. And we ate lunch with the coach after the meet in Savannah this last week, and she goes, "Your daughter does never cry when she gets hurt." Right. So she'll fall off the beam. She'll hit her arm. She broke her arm. She's had a lot of, you know, some injuries, but she never cries. I was like, but if you take away her phone, she's like the guy in The Godfather with a horse head. He's like, no, no, no. And then she starts crying because you take her phone away. I'm like,
is this the older one?
Yeah. 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 For sure. But I was telling him that story today and he was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "The Godfather, man."
Oh,
and he goes, "You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen any of them." I was like, "I will stab you."
Oh, yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, I am telling you right now this weekend, go get all three of them, but definitely the first two and watch them because they hold up so well. They're the best movies in the history of movies in my brain.
I've never seen them.
Oh.
I know of it, never seen it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I learn new stuff all the time.
You're gonna have to go to the mattresses.
Yeah, but I mean, it is getting older, so now they've changed it to the great grandfather.
That's it.
Yeah. Great godfather.
Great godfather.
The great godfather. And the great grandfather too.
Yeah. You know, after we finish watching,
well, it wouldn't be a movie now because there's no mob.
But oh, you know what? Oh, that's true.
Giuliani would be in it.
Oh yeah. Probably. Yeah. But you know they have the newest version has a different ending. Have you seen it?
It's a joke.
It's an alternate ending.
This is a joke.
It's a different ending. The 2020 version. Mm. Just to kind of give you like this.
No,
is
you're
like,
joking with me, right?
No.
So the Godfather has a new ending.
Godfather 3.
Godfather 3.
So they reshot it?
No, they already had the footage, but they, you know how they shoot altered endings.
So Andy Garcia was the ended up being the Godfather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he is Sonny's estranged kid.
Right.
Yep. And there's a different ending. Oh yeah, man. I love the Godfather. So, but the third one, come on, get out of here. It can't even be touched by the first two.
Yeah.
So change that ending. I don't care.
Yeah, the ending is as Al Pacino's ending. We're not going to say what it is, yeah, but it's
I'll
it's
watch
that
it.
Very in, yeah.
Yeah,
he'll make me go.
You
watch
know, they
it,
shoot yeah. different endings, and I yeah. don't know.
Well, yeah. a couple have said the original one is what the studio wanted, mm. so this alternate is director's.
It's what he right. wanted. Yeah,
mm-hmm. it's okay. like to pick a book, pick a next chapter.
Yeah,
remember those?
Yeah,
remember those were like you yeah. turn to chapter, turn to page 73 if you want this.
Oh yeah.
You know, turn to page
the old way. Oh, yeah. That's a manual you know what I'm way. About? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Turn to page 73. Yeah. Okay, turn to 52.
And then you read it twice because you want to see what happened the other way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, so, that makes sense because when I was growing up, my dad would read me bedtime stories and he would have these alternate endings. Uh-huh. I could tell he was getting tired. Mm. So he goes, well, which one do you want, A, B, or C? And no matter what I chose, he goes, oh, well, the story you did right there. Yes. What?
Thanks, Dad.
Memories.
Yeah, memories.
Right. Well, look, I really appreciate y'all coming. Before we get out of here, I want you to tell us how we can help, how the community can help. What kind of clients are you looking for right now? Mm-hmm. Where should we be looking for you and how to get a hold of you? Email, website, all that.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing is there's two groups of people. We really love to tell stories. That's really our niche. Okay. So through Organic Conversation, if you feel, you need a video for your business, because you need to set yourself apart, because mm-hmm. let's just say you put yourself right next to a competitor, whether it be a realtor, if you're a life insurance person, if you're, a home inspector. What is the difference between you if the price is the same, mm-hmm. you both have 5-star reviews, mm-hmm. same education, same credentials? It's your personality. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do, is we are really good at pulling out your personality where it's unscripted so that your perfect client can see the real you and choose, because we all know we make emotional decisions. So mm-hmm. that, and then the other thing that we really love, because we focus on people, is if you want to leave a legacy behind of your stories, for your, if you want that of your grandparents, your parents, or you want to leave it behind for your kids and grandkids, that's what we do. So how to get a hold of us? Well, let's see. I guess, can you put the little, we're working on our website.
Okay. Yeah. What's your email address?
Yeah. It's at gene@slate828, productions.com.
Yeah.
gene@slate.com. And Gene is Jane.
Yeah. And, and the other component that, to our production is that we take cinematic equipment
you got the high dollar cameras.
Yeah.
It's a motion picture grade version of a documentary.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Tristan, you suck.
No, but see, why do you have to be a celebrity to have a documentary? That's how we feel. Ordinary people, it's really important for your family. So. Just get one done.
Yeah, too bad the Oscars, they don't have a category for everyday people, because that would be our goal.
Yes. Bobby,
huh?
You have an Oscar in my heart for you.
One day we
bought a fake Oscar and on our football team we would give it away to the girl that was being dramatic that day. They would get the Oscar.
Where's
your Oscar at?
We would
pass that around.
That's clever.
We would give it away. Well, thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
We
James.
Really appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
We enjoyed it.
We'll do a follow up with you guys and thank you for coming.
Sure, it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
You guys be kind to each other.